This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Angola to exchange several agreements in various fields, including agriculture, traditional medicine, and culture. The agreements were exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel González Lourenço, in New Delhi. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Minister of External Affairs Secretary, Economic Relations, Damu Ravi said that the Prime Minister offered a defence line of credit worth $200 million in Indian rupees. He said Angola will be sourcing defence equipment from India. Mr. Ravi also mentioned that the discussions are already underway with Indian private and public sector companies regarding various items to be procured.
Three memorandum of understandings were concluded today in the presence of the two leaders. One is pertaining to cooperation agriculture. The second is cultural cooperation. And the third is in the area of traditional medicine and Ayurveda. During the visit, Angola expressed interest to join International Solar Alliance. And to that effect, they have delivered the framework agreement, which will, in course of time, formally induct them as a member of the International Solar Alliance.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, after meeting President João Lourenço of Angola, reaffirmed that terrorism is a serious threat to humanity and expressed gratitude for Angola's condolences following the Pahalgam terror attack. In his joint press statement, PM Modi emphasized India's commitment to taking firm and decisive action against terrorists and their supporters, thanking Angola for his support in combating cross-border terrorism. He said India and Angola are in agreement that terrorism is the greatest threat to humanity. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted that mediation is an essential part of the delivery of justice. The president was addressing an event organized at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the launch of the Mediation Association of India and the inauguration of the first National Mediation Conference 2025. The president said that mediation fosters dialogue, understanding and collaboration.
Mediation is an essential part of the delivery of justice. Mediation can speed up the delivery of justice not only in the specific case under consideration, but also in other cases by reducing the burden on courts of a large number of litigation. It can enhance both the ease of doing business and the ease of living. Mediation, when we see it this way, becomes a key instrument to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Speaking on the occasion, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, said that over the last two decades, mediation has played a critical role in resolving disputes. He informed that between 2016 to early 2025, over 7,57,000 cases were settled through mediation. India has banned direct or indirect imports from Pakistan with immediate effect. Director General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. The Indian government has also suspended the exchange of all categories of inbound mail and parcels. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, honoured 12 outstanding community radio stations with the 10th National Community Radio Awards today in Mumbai during the 8th National Community Radio Conference. This event was organised by the Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting and the Indian Institute of Mass Communication on the sidelines of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. L. Murugan congratulated the winners and said that the national conference is aimed to strengthen the community media landscape in India through innovation, inclusiveness and impact. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese claimed a decisive victory in the general elections today. Earlier, Australia's public broadcaster said the Labour Party is ahead and likely to win amid ongoing vote counting. The leader of the opposition Liberal National Coalition, Peter Dutton, conceded defeat. The Australian Electoral Commission's early projections also gave the Labour Party a lead with 70 seats, while the Conservative opposition trailed behind with 24 seats in the 150-seat House of Representatives. In football, FC Goa and Jamshedpur FC will face each other in the Kalinga Super Cup final match in Bhubaneswar this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.